I'm a little bit nervous. In 2016, I went to the doctor because I had a lump under my left arm, and the doctor had a look at it and he said, I don't think it's anything to worry about, but I'm going to send you for a mammogram. And I was in my 40s then, so mammograms weren't necessary. Like, once you turn 50, you have a routine one. So I'd never had a mammogram before, so I went to the doctor, and I had the specialist had a mammogram, and the mammogram picked up, not in my left breast, but in my right breast, a lesion that was really, really deep. The left side, 2 weeks of antibiotics healed it, and it was okay, but it was the right side that was a problem. Anyway, so I had a church that I was going to then, and that we were all praying that it wasn't anything nasty, that it wouldn't be cancerous, it wouldn't be anything to worry about. So that's what I just really was at peace, and that's what I thought was going to happen. And lo and behold, when we got, I had to have an MRI to get a biopsy done because it was so deep, the ultrasound couldn't pick it up. So there was no way, absolutely no way, that I would have known that this lesion was there had I not had that left lump on my left side, which had nothing to do with anything. So I praise God for that. And anyway, so it would have been ticking away, and I would have had no idea it was there. And then the MRI, because it was so deep, picked up that it was cancer, and that it also picked up two more lesions on the same side. So now I had a diagnosis. I had breast cancer. So when you hear that word cancer, when you're a patient, you hear death. You just do. You just hear the word death sentence. It just plays around in your mind. And I just remember saying to God, okay, God, this is not what I thought was going to happen. Where I go from here? And there was a lady that was in my church at that time who'd had breast cancer a couple of years before, and I rang her up, and she was just such a great comfort to me. So I said, thank you, Lord. So, and she was blessed too, because she felt that her experience had a purpose, and that God had given her experience a purpose, which it had, because I was so blessed by her. And also, after speaking with her, I decided that I was going to have a double mastectomy. Like, no, I was not going to even have the lump removed. I was just going to go the whole. So I had to fight the doctors for that. I had to fight my family for that, because they were saying, no, just have the lumpectomy. You know, you're overreacting. And Steve was a mess too, because his mother had passed away from breast cancer. So he was all a bit of emotional about it, but God had given us peace. And the doctors, in the end, they said, okay, we'll give you the double mastectomy. And I was really at peace about it. When I went into the hospital and I had my surgery, it all went well, and I woke up praising God for his goodness, because I felt no more cancer, and I just felt really, I was like energetic, I was on fire, and people were saying, you've just had a massive surgery, and I was walking around like within hours of coming out of the anaesthetic. So I was praising God for that. And then when I was in the wards of the Northern Hospital, there were about 10 people in this ward. It was crammed, and there were women and men. It was mixed. And during the early hours of the morning, a woman had come in, and she was wailing, like this terrible, horrible wailing. And I could tell it was an older voice, and it was a woman. And nurses would ask the nurses who it was or what was going on, but I guess confidentiality, they're not able to say anything. And she was wailing this horrible, like chilling, awful wail. I think she was disoriented and didn't know where she was, because she wasn't speaking English. And I could hear the man in the cubicle going, shut up. And he was like, use a few more expletive words. And then the woman next to me, this is after it had been going on, and the woman next to me going, oh, tossing and turning, saying, I wish she would shut up. People were getting annoyed. And I just felt very heavily again just to pray for this woman. And I don't even know her name. I don't even know anything about her. So I was just praying in the spirit for this woman who was just wailing. And eventually she stopped and I fell asleep. But again, I don't know. I can't even tell you what happened to her, if she passed away or anything. But all I know is that because I did what God had asked me to do at that time, and again, I had no details, I didn't know what I was praying for, I felt a peace, a great peace come upon me. And it's still to this day, when I look back and I think about that, I still get snippets of that great peace that I had. Like, I still get a flashback to it. It was just awesome, something you can't explain. And about a year later, I had a reconstruction surgery, and again, we didn't have private health insurance. We went through the public system, and I had a room all to myself with an ensuite with no insurance. So God is so good. And again, it was horrible, painful, and everything. But my recovery was really, really swift and really quick. And there was. About day 7, after I'd been sent home, I went to see my surgeon for a follow-up to check the skin and everything was okay. And he asked me if I would see this woman who was in, who'd had the same, she'd had breast cancer too and had her breasts removed, and she was contemplating having a reconstruction, but she was Iranian and she didn't speak English, and the language was, she was scared. She didn't know what, I guess, what to expect or what was it all about. And he asked if he could come and see me. And I'm like, oh, I hope I don't scare her, because at that time I was still all bruised and stitches everywhere and it wasn't a pretty sight, swelling and all that. And anyway, she came in with an interpreter, and she looked at me after I'd shown her, and she just started crying. Like, she just started crying and crying, and when I saw her, I started crying. And she kept touching me and feeling and asking me through the interpreter all questions about how I went and what happened and if did it hurt and all those sort of things. And I could tell she praised God in her language, and the interpreter told me what she said. And I just felt like, God, you know, I went through all that, and here I am, I've blessed one woman through this horrible experience, and I don't know what else is going to do. So sometimes things don't turn out the way that you wanted, because I just wanted God to heal me and not to have to go through what I went through. But he uses every situation for his glory, and it was just such a beautiful thing that rang true for me.
Amen. You never know when you're going to get the tap on the shoulder when God is going to inspire you. Just a little bit of news during the week as well. We've been praying for Shelley and Mel's pa. I don't know if you want to tell any more, Darren. Have you got... the fact that, you know, God loves him and Shelley had a lot of time with him. So maybe you could reiterate on that a bit, Mel.
So Shelley and Mel's passed, when was it? Might have been Wednesday. But Shelley had the opportunity quite a few times to share with him, which was good. So she prayed over him a few times, which was really good, and he was quite responsive a few times. So, he was a couple of days, like, he might have been like, oh, I don't want to go, I want to, you know, stay. And then I think eventually he was like, yeah, I'm ready to go. And so hopefully, you know, he's up there in heaven, and we're really confident that was the case, and he went away peacefully, so at night, and so everything's pretty well, but just be praying for the family, so they're all going well. Funeral later in the week, but I think it was a pretty good, last few days that he was spending with his family and all that, And it was good that Shelley in particular could get up there almost daily for the last week or two. And just pray with him or just be by his side, and even some of his family who aren't Christians were there as well and experiencing it. So it was, yeah, it was a good couple of weeks, and so we're pretty we're praying for him for a good few weeks during that period, and he was quite responsive, which was in and out daily with his, sometimes he was struggling to breathe or talk or anything, but he was responding even with just, you know, squeezing hand or whatever it was when she was talking. So yeah, we praise God for that. He's 93, so he had a good life, so yeah, that's good.